like you're not impressed.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Damn you, Sharktopus! The boys are back in town.
San Diego. Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. Yep, that's right. I've decided that I may try to do this again, and I don't know if it's going to be good, bad, or indifferent. It just might not be a lot. And I know it's been a while. Sorry, I really shouldn't try to sing. Anyways, this is going to be the CCMP podcast for the year 10, 2004. I hope you like the new opening. I have another little interesting bit here in a few minutes leading into the symposium, and I hope you kind of like that too. I also have plans, hopefully, that something might work out, and maybe I can talk to a few people this week and or within the next few days and get that up so anybody can hear that once this is posted. And it may be like real quick, but I'm not promising anything. So don't quote me on whether or not it should or should not happen. Anyways, with that, we're going to go. I have no news from the men's room. I apologize, but I don't have any. So we're going to go right to, well, yeah, I don't have any news from the men's room. All right. So with that, we're going to head into this segment, the year that was 2004. How often is that? So, whether you. All right. 2004, the NFL Super Bowl champions was the New England Patriots, who were over the Philadelphia Eagles. The draft pick, the number one draft pick that year was Eli Manning, who was traded to the San Diego Chargers for Philip Rivers. Major League Baseball, Boston swept the World Series over the St. Louis Cardinals. Greg Maddux took his 300th win that year. In the NBA draft, Dwight Howard was the number one overall pick, and Detroit won the championship. In the NCAA basketball, Final Four, UConn, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Oklahoma State. UConn over Georgia Tech and for the championship. In football, USC won the BCS 55-14 over Oklahoma. And that's all I pretty much have for the year that was 2004. So that's it. The year that was 2004.
How often is that? So whether you.
All right, with that, like I said, I don't know how much my memory is going to be on this, but we're going to go right into year 10 of the symposium.
No Limit Texas Hold'em is the Cadillac of poker.
It's a trap!
This son of a bitch all night! This chick, chick, chick! He trapped me!
Don't splash the pot. You're on it to roll, Mike. Go away, this one. Not good way. And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the fuck I please. Mr. Son of a bitch, let's play some cards.
All right, this is year 10, or Symposium X, as it was referred to by the brochure, which is what the thing that we handed out or was mailed out to all the members of the CCMP to inform them that the symposium was coming up. At this point, we are still doing mail outs and actually making an actual paper leaflet, I guess. This would be Philly's first year. It is also Tony and Aaron's father's bachelor party. So we make a trek to Daisy Dukes also this year. I believe this was the first year for Steve Simard also. another person that I brought, oddly enough, another Steve, to bring along. So it's easy to remember if I bring somebody, their name is Steve. And if it's likely that if I bring anybody who's not named Steve, they'll still be called Steve. Anyways, with that, not a whole lot that I really truly remember. I do slightly remember going to play some golf. I'm not sure if this was a really bad rainy year. I do not believe it was. So I believe the course at Windmill was, we were still at Windmill for the golf at this time. We did play some cards. This was also the second year of Hold'em, of course, which Rush won again. So, as I said, we went to Daisy Dukes that year, where I believe Aaron was put on stage and just had the shit kicked out of him by some strippers. As a matter of fact, he tells the story, which I will have to have him tell also. But the way that I know the story is that while they were on stage, the one chick said that he likes it rough, and they pretty much beat the crap out of him. We also had Joe Rush show up this year. So with that, and if you look at some of the pictures of the symposium that year, you will notice that Adam Lewis has hair. This is before he preemptively decided that he was just going to shave his head bald, so he didn't go bald like the rest of us. So he just decided that he was going to shave it all off. The winner of the World Series of Poker that year was Ed Kuligowski. I believe this was his second win, and he became the first two-time winner of our World Series of Poker. Also, I know that Adam brought along a bunch of, like, raffle tickets and a big old sign that said tickets to ride RJ, 50 cents, I believe, was the cost to do that. I don't have a whole lot. Let's see. I can tell you a little bit about the brochure that year. It was sent out. It had a big X on the front of the front of it. This is also where I got a lot of my information from the first few podcasts, because I still had that. On the back, there was a thing that says how to RSVP. It was send an email to the CCMP founder at hotmail.com to indicate the event in which you wish to participate. The founding father will then give you a total amount due and the account number to a secret Swiss bank account in which to transfer the necessary fees. There was also directions on how to get to Alpha, which is where we were at again, the Legion Hall. There was also this Irish love ballad that was on the back, which I do believe I did do once before. I'm not going to read it right now. Anyways, with that. Now, I'm doing this off like a Word or PDF thing, so you'll have to excuse me. I know it was like page 2 or so. There was some other stuff. It's basically the rundown, the dates, the cost of everything that we were doing. Paintball, it was like facility cost was this much, food and snacks was this much, World Series of Poker was this much, the Texas Hold'em tournament was this much, golf was this much. You know, it was like $10, $20 at most, $25 maybe. Paintball, and then of course the bachelor party, and it says we'll say optional for the wives was given, because some stuff was required, some stuff is considered optional. This is where I got the famous schmacks. There's that again. I will go over a few of these, I guess. The classic schmack, just schmack, machine gun schmack, schmackety mac mac mac. You have ace 2-10 in pup. Dummy pulls ace 2-3, fuck schmack, and the 3 a.m. Saturday schmack, schmackety schmack schmack. Again, I had read these once before. It lists all the previous winners of the symposium from year one, which was JT. We still have to deal with that. Aaron won year two. Adam won year three. Mark Schlein won year four. Ed Kuligowski won year five. Rich won year six. RJ won year seven. Kurt won year eight. And Tony won year nine. It lists basically the losers with no lives, the people who had attended every year, which was Boo, Carlson, Tony, and Aaron. To this day, I don't believe Boo has been at everyone. I have been at everyone, Carlson, and Aaron has been at everyone. Now, to be at every single session, I am the only person that has been there from beginning to end at every single symposium. Just saying, like I'm really bragging about anything. Anyways, Boo has been at everyone, and Aaron has been at everyone, and of course, I can't say it, but Tony has made every symposium in his life. So, that was that. There was several Do You Remembers, and that is where I got a lot of my information. Again, just little things throughout. There was the World 10 Years Ago from that point. It was Super Bowl Triple X, which was Dallas over Pittsburgh, 27-17. Academy Award for Best Picture was Braveheart that year. Well, that was 10 years ago from that tent from 2004. I'm not going to go through all those again. Although the price of gas in 2000 and from 10 years from back from 2004, it was only $1.15. OJ Simpson had gotten acquitted. That's pretty much all I kind of have. I guess I could say that was pretty much it, and I guess I'm going to be done. The only other thing I have to say is that at this point, this would be Tony's last full Tony Babcock's last full symposium. At the time, we did not know that, and we're not aware of what was to come in the next year. But we did manage, I mean, this would be his final year. So, that will pretty much be it. Like I said, I know this isn't a very long one, and I don't have a whole lot. I'm sorry, my memory's starting to get shitty, and I'm going to probably have to go to trying to get people to talk to and get this set up so that I can actually not necessarily do interviews, but just have conversations with the guys and what they like or what they remember and some of their favorite moments from symposiums past. Coming up, I may be trying to do one fairly quickly. I'm not promising anything right now. So I don't know when this will be posted or when it won't be posted. All I know is that I will continue to try to do these as it goes along. So with that, that ends the symposium for 2004. Sorry, I don't have much more memory than that, but oh well. Deal with it. All right. So with that, again, like I said, this would be Tony's last full year at the symposium. All right, the next one will be year 11, which takes place in 2005. That's going to end this one. Again, sorry it's so short, and it took me so long to get this back going again. Hopefully I can get my shit together and do a few more of these, and maybe my memory will get better, and like I said, at some point maybe I can just like start talking to people and have conversations and record those so that we get them out. And that is the year that was 2004, the year 10 of the symposium. If you're a man, you'll understand.